Collegiate Basketball, presented by Corrigan Financial, also brought to you by O'Brien's Pub, Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, West Main Pizza, A1 Roofing and Construction, Midtown Oyster Bar, Clements Marketplace, The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, R&R Construction, Newport Propane, and Salve Regina University. Now, here's Bob Angel.
And we welcome you to Barrington High School in Barrington, Rhode Island, where we are preparing for a Division I quarterfinal playoff game with Barrington Eagles hosting the Portsmouth Patriots. And it's an interesting matchup. They've met once before. We'll talk about it in a minute. But Portsmouth comes in overall at 15-9, and Barrington comes in as a 22-2 record. Barrington is the number 2 seed. Portsmouth is the number 7 seed. The gymnasium is filling up, and that doesn't take long at this small Barrington gymnasium. Joining me for tonight's play-by-play is Mike Condry. And I don't know what to expect anymore in these playoffs.
Well, I think first of all, thanks for having me, Bob. I think, first of all, like you said, it's an old-school gym. Barrington's had a very good season, ranked number 2 in Division I. Portsmouth's coming in at 10-8 in the league record. It'll be hard to do. It's going to be hard to win in this gym. I hope Joe Oji has his boys ready to go. It's going to be definitely a tough game. Barrington has a couple of stud players. I mean, really, really good players. And Portsmouth's going to have to counteract that with some good defense. So we'll see what we get.
Barrington is a tall team led by Nick Scandura, who goes 6'6", maybe 6'7". But there are others. Ryan Rigamonti, 6'4", sophomore. And you've got Evan Anderson, 6'3", senior. You've got another 6'3" guy. I forgot who it was. And a very good guard, the son of the head coach, Matt Rapa. Rapa and Scandura each averaging about 20 points per game. Leading scorers for Portsmouth, very similar. Adam Canini for Portsmouth averaging 20 points a game. Kyle Balawa averaging close to 18 points a game. I think it could be a question of, well, I was going to say bench strength and depth, but Mike, Portsmouth doesn't have a lot of depth.
No, it doesn't look like they do. They're a young team, a young starting team. Essentially, they got a lot of guys that are coming back. Adam Canini's had a wonderful year for them. It's a sophomore, so it's something to look forward to for him for the next couple of years. But right now, Barrington is in a good spot. Let's hope that Portsmouth comes in. We get a little upset and have a great game.
Key members of the unit for Portsmouth include, besides Adam Canini and Kyle Balawa, Kyle, by the way, a junior captain, along with Will Alves and Tyler Hurd, the senior captains. Tyler Hurd, 6'3", senior, inside presence. Will Alves, a junior, very athletic, got a good inside game, battles for the rebounds. And you got Thomas Hurd, a junior, rebounder, about 8 points a game. As for these Barrington Eagles, led by Mike Rapa in his second year as head coach, the captains are Scandura, Rapa, and Owen Pfeffer. At home, the Barrington Eagles are 10-0. And that's where we are right now.
It's called the Lions Den. I guess Portsmouth's got a 5-6 record on the road. 500, a little below. But Barrington's got, he's got everything going for him right now. So I'd like to see Portsmouth come in and show us what they got.
For the Eagles, we mentioned the leaders like Nick Scandura and Matt Rapa, who's coming off an ankle injury. We're going to see if he gets in there and starts. And also, you got Evan Anderson, about 6 points a game. Colin McDermott, about 6 points a game. Caleb Satterfield, about 5 points a game.
Dawn Ryan says hello. Sorry.
The Barrington Eagles will go about 10 deep in any given game. Portsmouth might go 7 or 8. And a lot of youth coming off the bench. The roster for Barrington, 7 seniors, 2 juniors and 4 sophomores. On offense, they like to push the ball. They like to attack, get aggressive in transition. On defense, they know they've got to focus on Kanini and Balawa, but they also want to limit those open shots where Kanini and Balawa can be a factor. They did meet on the 1st of February. Barrington won it at Portsmouth, 66-59. Nick Scandura had 31 points. 14 of them came in the fourth quarter when the Herd, who was guarding him, I think it was Tyler, got into foul trouble. Matt Raffa had 18 in that game. For Portsmouth, Balawa scored 31. Adam Kanini, 19. At halftime, Portsmouth led 36-28. With 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, Portsmouth was up by 12. But in the fourth quarter, Barrington came back, took it over, and closed out the game with an 8-1 run.
Now, you mentioned earlier that Matt Raffa, their leading scorer, at almost 22 points a game for Barrington. He got hurt. He hurt his ankle on February 7th. So it's been just about 3 weeks to see how he can come around and if he's any better. I mean, the end of the season for them, they didn't have many games that were important, right, Bob? So they probably rested him a little bit, and we'll see how he is. But ankle's tough on a shooter, so we'll see what he's got.
And he is a shooter. He is the leading three-point shooter on this team. Barrington in the home whites with the gold and blue trim. Portsmouth here in red jerseys, trunks, white lettering. We are seated across from the scorer's table in between the bleachers. We got mostly Barrington fans on this side,
yep,
and Portsmouth fans on the other side.
It's definitely an old-school gym, though, Bobby. You can see the old wood floor, and it's definitely old compared to what Portsmouth plays in right now. But it's going to get loud in here, I can tell you that right now.
Starting lineups start with number one, Thomas Herd, the junior, followed by Tyler Herd, one of the captains, 6'3", senior. Next, Adam Kanini, the sophomore. Here is Will Owls, the junior captain. And rounding out the starting five, Kyle Balawa. He and Owls are junior captains. For head coach Joe Ochi and his assistant and son, Mario. The Eagles, starting five, to be introduced. And I think Mr. Rappa is sitting down there with the other starters. Let's see if he gets up.
Yep. He's over there. He's got two different shoes on.
Owen Pfeffer, one of the captains, leads it off. He's got two different shoes on. Here is Quinn Murphy, senior. Evan Anderson gets the start, 6'3", senior. Tall and lean.
Definitely got some height right there.
Here is Nick Scandura, 6'6", and a great player. To round it out is the coach's son, senior Matt Raffa, leading scorer on the team. Mike Raffa, the head coach. All right, we'll take a 60-second timeout, and we'll be back with action. Stay with us.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan. For 32 years, Corrigan Financial has been serving our community, helping families and businesses, much like a financial architect, establishing and designing a comprehensive framework that offers direction and support. This wealth of knowledge is personified through their professional staff and strengthened through continued investments in technology to power their processes and systems. With more than $1 billion of investment assets and 11 CPAs on staff, Corrigan Financial maximizes their clients' financial well-being by combining tax planning with investment strategy. So whether starting your career or just starting to look forward to your retirement, Corrigan Financial can help. Arrange a free consultation to discuss a financial planning process that leads to greater decision-making where clients can anticipate rather than react. Corrigan Financial, 32 years of helping their clients get from where they are to where they want to be.
righty then. It's Angel and Mike Condrey, along with our producer, director, Matt Girard. And this is a Division I quarterfinal. In the game before this, the Barrington girls had their quarterfinal hosting Cranston West, and the Barrington girls would win it 62-50. We've got other action going on at other locations around the state, quarterfinal games that involve Rogers, involve Middletown, and involve the Portsmouth girls. So we have tried to set up lines of communication at all three of those locations. They all started either at 6 or 6:30. If and when we get those finals, we will pass it along to you. All right, we two go to the center circle. No surprise, Nick Scandura will jump center for Barrington. And going up against him is Tyler Hurd.
Looks like we've got a full house here, Bob. This place is packed.
It is, and it doesn't take much to pack it, but
nope. It
is absolutely packed. Rogers will go left to right as we look on opposite the scorer's table. Barrington just the opposite. Gandura controls it, but it is saved by Portsmouth. And they go to work. Thomas Hurd takes a three and hits.
That's it.
Not wasting any time. Back come the Eagles. Working it around right now is Owen Pfeffer. Picked up by Balawa. He's about beyond the arc. Goes out high in the middle between the circles. Rafa's going to drive. Stop, pop it off on the wing. Left side, nothing there. Pfeffer gets it back. Drives to the basket. Bounce pass to the lane. A move into the lane and a shot off the mark by Anderson. Rebound for Will Alves.
Portsmouth playing a straight man-to-man on defense right now, too.
Alves gets it back from Adam Canini. He's out between the circles. Balawa, three. Banks it in!
He got drilled on the follow-through, and they let it go. No call.
Two quick threes for Portsmouth. Here's Rafa. He'll take a three and hit it short, but the rebound's up and in by Evan Anderson. Here come the Patriots on the run. Bounce pass down low. Layup up and in. Tyler Hurd from Adam Canini. Up and down. 8-2 Portsmouth. Barrington with the ball. Put in the hands of Pfeffer. Pfeffer works the corner left side. Nothing there. Back out to Rafa for three. Off the rim. No good. Rebound weak side. Finally in the hands of Portsmouth. Balawa has it. Looks up court. Finds a man. Baseline drive is good.
To Canini.
Adam Canini.
Portsmouth come out on fire. They got to do. They got to put the pressure on these guys, and they're doing it right now.
10-2 start for Portsmouth. Here's Pfeffer looking. Can't go baseline. Puts in the hands of Rafa. Fakes the three. Gets it back. Way beyond the arc. Driving to the baseline. Shut off. In the right corner, he keeps it alive, puts it up, around, no good. Rebound underneath, in the hands of Thomas Hurd. Quickly down court, looking for help, gives it to Balawa. In the right corner, backs it off. Thomas Hurd gets it back. Top of the key, left of the lane. Dishes it on the wing, but throws it away. Taken by the Eagles.
He lost the handle on that one.
Eagles bring it back. Put it in the hands of Quinn Murphy. Here's a three. Scandura, no. Rebound batted down and saved by Portsmouth. And that was saved by Thomas Hurd. Back come the Patriots. Working around the perimeter. Will Alves out deep. Puts it in the hands of Adam Canini. Canini going down the lane. Stops. Pops. Nope. Back rimmed it. Rebound Scandura. On the run, the Eagles. The number two seed, Scandura, three, no. Rebound, Balawa, Portsmouth.
Ooh.
And what do we got?
Hit a foul on Barrington.
Look at the Portsmouth crowd standing and cheering. Apparently it was a foul on Owen Pfeffer.
Yeah, I think what they did was they called it on Barrington. Portsmouth first, and then the officials got together, and now it looks like it's on Barrington number 10.
It's a technical foul.
Owen Pfeffer, yeah, they came right at him.
And Kyle Bilawa is going to shoot it.
They went 0-60 on the reaction. And that's all sometimes it takes with the referee is you react to him when he makes a call. He's going to call technical. And he did.
So they've got it up. It's on Owen Pfeffer, the junior. And it puts Kyle Bilawa on the line. Has he got two? And it will remain Portsmouth ball. The lefty puts it up and in. One more coming for Kyle Bilawa. And good. Right, my head was
no,
down.
He missed that one.
He missed it.
Okay. One out of two.
11-2, and a timeout has been called by Barrington. We'll take a 30-second break right here and be right back.
Well, they came out hot. They came out right at him.
I think, no, maybe we're not taking a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here and point out the fact that Portsmouth has jumped out to an 11-2 lead. And Barrington has struggled, even with the close-range shooting so far. They have but one basket. So we'll see if Portsmouth can keep up this very torrid pace of theirs.
Canini is definitely playing good defense on Rafa right away. He's in his face. He's not letting him breathe. You know he wants to shoot. You can see it in his eyes. I want to shoot it, but the guy's playing good defense, so...
And which one of the herds is working on Scandura? Is it Tyler again? Because he did a great job until he fouled out in the last meeting.
Yes, I think it is Tyler.
Portsmouth ball. Putting it in play is Thomas Hurd right in front of Mike Condry. And the inbounds pass will come into Adam Canini near midcourt. Tightly guarded near the center circle. Guarded by Murphy. Adams still with the ball out high. Wants to go right side of the lane. Nothing for him there. Now he stops, pops, misses. Back rimmed it. Rebound down to Portsmouth. Baseline drive is not there. They work it around. They give it up. Keep working it. And here's a traveling call against Thomas Hurd. Midway through the first quarter. Eagles with the ball, down 11-2. Canini on Rafa. Now to Scandura, out on the three-point line. Hands it off, gives it to Rafa. Going for the baseline, trying to get something going, goes in the foul lane, dishes it off. Pass comes back to Rafa, three-point range. He drives left of the lane, throws it up on the run, gets it to go, and got fouled. I think that might be on Adam Canini.
Will, might have been Will Alves.
Yep. Nope, it's on Adam.
Adam, yep, okay.
So to the line to try to make it a three-point play is Matt Rafa, and he does just that. 11-5, Portsmouth. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt, but it's token pressure by the Eagles. Bringing it up, taking a three, and hitting a three! Thomas Hurd!
That's his second three.
That would be something different for Portsmouth. I mean, he's got that ability, but he doesn't often take advantage of it with that shooting of his. Here's Rafa. Foul line. No, that's not Rafa. It's a block of number
Thomas
10, Pfeffer.
Thomas Hurd played great defense on that. He blocked that shot right away, slapped it out.
Portsmouth at the other end. Bilawa with it. Dishes it down on the baseline. Into the lane goes. The pass comes out to Alves. Three.
Alves for three.
Will Alves.
Portsmouth's on fire.
My gosh. 17-5. Matt Rafa with the ball. Looking around, throws up a three quickly, misses. No, it comes down and goes in.
Shooter's bounce.
17-8. Here's a three from Adam Canini. Nope, missed it. Rebound fought for. Portsmouth comes up with it, but falling to the floor and traveling was Thomas Hurd.
Yeah, Thomas went up, got the rebound, came down, lost his footing. Of course, they're going to call it traveling.
Into the Barrington lineup comes Colin McDermott. And he'll work at the guard spot with Rafa. But McDermott will act as the point. Colin McDermott, sophomore. Ball in the hands of Barrington and Evan Anderson. Rafa almost lost his dribble. Stops, pops, and hits. A two-pointer for Matt Rafa. 17-10. Portsmouth with the lead. Here is Tyler Hurd giving it up to Owls for another three in and out. Rebound down low, though. Tyler Hurd, baseline drive, comes back out. Hurd's going to stop, pop, and hit. Thomas Hurd. 19-10. Here's Matt Rafa. Angling off to the left side, beyond the arc. Waiting, looking. Bounce line, pass down on the baseline. Scandura, hook, misses. Rebound down low for Will Alves. Here comes Adam Canini, quickly up court. Puts it in the hands of Balawa. Tries a long three. Nope, not this time.
Ooh.
And ball goes out of play off of Portsmouth. A minute 39 to go, opening quarter.
Scandura kind of tried to came over the top of the back of one of the Portsmouth guys. Nobody saw that.
He's tall. Barrington with the ball, trying to cut into the lead. Rafa does not take the three, gives it up. Working the ball now is Murphy, right of the lane, dishes it off. Work it back for a three that is no good. Long, high rebound comes down to Tyler Hurd. Here's Kyle Balawa, across the timeline, left of the lane, looking for help. Bounce pass, works it over here to Tyler Hurd on the wing in the corner. A three. And that was Thomas Hurd again. 22-10. A three by the Eagles. Yes. And that was Rafa.
That was Rafa.
Matt Rafa.
That's his second three.
22-13. A three again is good. Thomas Hurd is on fire. 25-13. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. And Rafa brings it up across the timeline, taking his time. Using up probably most of the clock here if they want. Murphy gives it up, puts it in the hands of Colin McDermott. McDermott beyond the arc, straight away, looking for Rafa, gets it to him. Rafa with the ball way outside. 6 seconds on the shot clock, on the time clock. Rafa driving the lane, puts it up, around and in.
Portsmouth came out hot. At the end of the first quarter, we have Thomas Hurd with 12 points with four threes.
I've got him for 14.
Yeah, he's got four threes.
A basket. 25-15, Portsmouth after the opening quarter. Let's take a 30-second timeout right here.
At the O'Brien's Pub, it's always about good food, good friends, good times. It's no accident that the O'Brien's has been named in Rhode Island Monthly's Best of Newport County as the best neighborhood bar in 2000, 2001, 2022, and 23. Their menu accommodates all ages and appetites, and their fireplace adds warmth and comfort in these colder months. The O'Brien's Pub, 501 Thames, Newport. Follow them on Instagram.
As we head to the second quarter, it's 25-15 Portsmouth. Portsmouth led by Thomas Hurd, who has 14 points, and Barrington led by Matt Rafa, who has 13 of their 15. And it will be the Eagles' ball to put it in play right in front of Mike Condrey.
Canini's playing really good defense on Rafa. He's getting his points, but he's making them work for him.
All right, Eagles putting it in play in the hands of Colin McDermott. McDermott between the circles gives it up to Evan Anderson. comes out. Scandura, they work it around. Now in the hands of Murphy. Here's a long three. Rafa, no. Rebound battle is won by Portsmouth. And that was by Tyler Hurd. Here's Thomas Hurd again with a three. Unbelievable shooting attack by here by Thomas Hurd. Here's a shot in the corner from Scandura. That's no good. Weak side rebound. Adam Canini looking up court, but four of the Eagles are already there. Here's Thomas Hurd with a drive. Bounce pass is blocked underneath by Scandura. Here comes Rafa on the run. Top of the circle at the foul line. The runner is no good. Rebound is knocked around, taken by Evan Anderson. Saves it out deep. Here's a throw up of a three that's no good. Rebound fought for and comes down to Tyler Hurd.
Tyler Hurd is rebounding his butt off tonight.
28-15 Portsmouth. Canini gets it to Tyler Hurd. Here's Canini again. Goes in the corner. Gives it up. Hurd tries a three from there. That's no good, but Portsmouth gets the rebound. Baseline. Pass. Alves. Alves in the lane. Throws up the little runner. No good. Rebound underneath. That's by Tyler Hurd. And then we have a whistle. And that will go against Portsmouth stepping over the end line. Back come the Eagles. So far, not a lot of action for Nick Scandura. It's all Matt Rafa. On the wing, a three is good. And that is Colin McDermott. 28-18. Portsmouth on top. Adam Canini with the ball near the mid-stripe. Gives it to Thomas Hurd in the corner. Adam gets it back. He's like triple teamed. Stops, pops, bounces up high, doesn't drop in.
Nice rebound.
Underneath, goes over to the sideline. It was deflected out off the Eagles. And once again, Tyler Hurd hustling to the ball.
Tyler Hurd is a machine tonight. So is his brother.
Well, not quite brothers, but
cousins.
You get the idea.
Yep.
How about a three? And a good one from Kyle Balawa. 31-18. Patriots came to play. Rafa driving, stops.
All right.
Looks like he got blocked, but he also got fouled by Adam Canini. And that'll be his second personal foul. So Matt Rafa goes to the line to shoot a pair. He's an 82% free throw shooter. Matt's a senior, son of the head coach, and hits the first of two. Coming in for Barrington is Ryan Rigamonti, who's only 6'4" and a sophomore. Will Alves gets a break, and Jackson Hackley comes in for Portsmouth. One more free throw for Matt Rafa. And it is good. 31-20. 5:15 to go in the first half. Canini stays in the game with two fouls. Left of the lane. And he's going to be fouled on his drive to the hoop. And it's going to be, I believe, on Owen Pfeffer.
See, I thought he was going to put in this Justin Hackley or for Canini.
Owen Pfeffer's second personal. Portsmouth with the ball. In the lane, nice drive. Layup misses. Rebound Scandura. On the run go the Eagles. Looking around in the corner, it's Scandura. Ooh. Using his elbow. Oh, they're going to call it a Portsmouth foul. But it was an elbow by Scandura that put Kyle Balawa on the floor.
Sure did. Scandura is a big boy, and he just ran right into him with the elbow up.
Kyle did move, though, however. Here's a shot from the corner. Rafa going to hit it. Another three. So much for that ankle injury.
Yeah, I know.
31-23, Portsmouth with the lead. With the ball, it's Thomas Hurd. Gives it up to Balawa. Hackley gives it up. Back to Hurd. Thomas looking for some help. Almost had the ball stolen. Gets it back. Goes off on the wing. A three is good. Jackson Hackley. Everybody's doing it. 34-23. Barrington with the ball. Raffin with the drive right side of the lane. Misses the layup. Rebound underneath by Portsmouth. Up court comes Thomas Hurd. Driving left of the lane. Dishes it off. Jackson Hackley puts it up and in. 36-23. Shot at the other end is a miss by the Eagles. Going to get a couple more subs in here for Barrington in a minute. Bringing it up court is Adam Canini. Guarded tightly over there. Gets between the circles. Right of the lane. Stops. Pops. Nope. Rebound weak side. It's on the floor. Trying to save it is Portsmouth, but it goes off the Patriots.
Yeah, that was off Tyler Hurd. Good hustle.
And we have coming in Quinn Murphy back and also Evan Anderson back for the Eagles. 3:36 to go in the half. Portsmouth up 36-23. Bringing it up. Quinn Murphy dishes it off. Ball is off of the Eagles thanks to the hustle of Jackson Hackley.
Jackson Hackley has given this team a spark off the bench. Boy, they have really responded to him being in the game.
Thomas Hurd will put it in play from the sidelines in front of all the Barrington fans.
Saying hello to him nicely.
Kyle Balawa brings it across the timeline. Left of the lane. Dishes it back. Thomas Hurd with it. Goes right of the lane. Lost his dribble. Got it back. Looking for help. Gets it down low. Pass around. I'm totally blocked. Now I can see what's going on, and it is no good on the layup attempt by Tyler Hurd. Less than 3 minutes to go in the half. Here is Rafa. He'll shoot from anywhere. Drives left of the lane. Puts it up. No good. Contact will put Mr. Rafa on the line. And it's going to be on Jackson Hackley.
Hackley, yep.
Stepping to the line, Matt Rafa, who so far has been a one-man offense here for Barrington. 82% from the free throw line. Gets the first one. Senior gets one more. Colin McDermott will come in, and Rafa will sit down briefly. Once he takes his second free throw. And connect. 36-25.
Yeah, Rafa is all he has been advertised as. He is a very good player.
All right, the Patriots on the offense. Balawa with it, picked up at midcourt. Gets it on the angle to Adam Canini right side. Back it goes to Tyler Hurd, going to go right to the basket to lay it around and out. Scandura loses his ball, taken by Adam Canini, puts it up and in. Turnover by Nick Scandura. At the other end, here's Scandura going in the lane, dishes it off. Short jumper in and out, rebound down low by Adam Canini. Brings it up. Top of the circle, right of the lane. Dishes it down low, all by himself. Hackley misses it. Putback is good. Tyler Hurd. Timeout called by Barrington. And Portsmouth leads 40-35. We'll take a 30-second timeout.
At Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, the Butcher's Block offers the finest custom cuts of meat and their famous freshly ground beef. produced in-house every day from only the finest beef. Their By the Sea department features the best in seafood choices, with a good portion from the wharves of Newport. Clements Bake Shop custom design cakes for special events, even scans a favorite photo to make it truly personal, and creates freshly baked breads, cookies, pies, cakes, and so much more.
And back with you at Barrington High School, Bob Angel, along with Mike Condry, and our producer and director, Matt Girard. Back in the game is Will Alves for the Patriots. And Mr. Hackley takes a seat after a major contribution. Here come the Eagles with less than 2 minutes to go in the half. Working the ball is Evan Anderson. Out high is Rafa, who's back after a short rest, misses the short jumper. Rebound down low again by Tyler Hurd. Here is Thomas Hurd with it, out deep, closely guarded. Adam Canini, left corner, driving baseline. Goes back out to Will Alves, who's going to try a three and nails it!
I've got an unofficial count of 10 threes Portsmouth has made so far in the first half.
I'll make it official. At the other end, the Eagles with it. Working the ball right now is Owen Pfeffer. They're working into the hands of Scandura. Left wing, goes baseline, puts it up on the run, too strong. Weak side rebound, up and in by Evan Anderson.
I think you'll call that a pass. He threw it right over the other side of the basket to his teammate.
Less than a minute to go in the first half. 43-27 Portsmouth. With the ball is Tyler Hurd. In the lane, dishes it off on the wing. Three from the corner, no good. Rebound comes down to Rafa. Barrington on the run. Picked up quickly. Is Rafa, guarded tightly by Thomas Hurd. 30 seconds to go in the half. Shot clock at 20. Eagles with the ball in the right corner. Three, yes. That's Bandura.
This is first basket of the game, I think.
Portsmouth can have the last shot as Adam Canini brings it up over the timeline. 10 seconds to go in the half. Canini out deep. And what have we got?
Substitution, Barrington.
While Portsmouth is dribbling the ball.
Very unusual.
Wow. All right. Eagles put a guy in with 6.4 seconds to go. Putting it in play. And there's a steal. Terrible pass. Driving down the court. Ball is going to get into Scandura, but turned over. And the buzzer goes off.
No good.
And that, it almost went in. At the half, it is 43-30. Portsmouth leading Barrington. What a first half performance by the Patriots. We will take a timeout for a few messages here. And then we'll be back on FM 101.1 and WADK.com.
Since the early 70s, R&R Construction and the McDonald family have provided the very best in residential and commercial renovations, additions, decking, and much more. R&R's skilled craftsmen offer years of experience. No job's too big or too small. For your construction needs, get the job done right. Get R&R to do it. Fully insured, fully qualified. R&R Construction. Free estimates always available. Call R&R at 848-7797 or go to rnrconstructioncompany.com.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
If you live or run a business in Rhode Island, odds are your electric bill is increasing. Luckily, A1 Roofing's here to help. Call 265-1019 today for a free solar consultation to learn how A1 can lower or eliminate your electric bill. Don't have a generator and want to keep power in a storm? Ask A1 about battery storage. interested in getting an electric vehicle down the road? Ask A1 about installing a charging station at your home or business. A1 Roofing is here to help you go green in partnership with the Master Electricians at Beacon Solar.
West Main Pizza in Portsmouth welcomes you for dining in or taking out. All safety protocols are in place as you get ready to select from West Main's award-winning menu, including those incredible pizzas, calzones, nachos, subs, burgers, salads, and much more. Plus, there's West Main's assortment of domestic, imported, and specialty beers, along with some wine. Since 1996, West Main Pizza, 1620 West Main Road. For takeout, 683-1492. And check out westmainpizzari.com.
What a wild first half here at Barrington High School. And Portsmouth at the break leading 43-30. They've been throwing in threes almost like layups. We have five threes for Thomas Hurd. We have two threes for Will Alves, a surprising source, and two threes for Kyle Balawa, and one for Jackson Hackley. So I haven't counted that up. That's
I got 10.
10 threes in the first half alone. Scoring-wise, leading the way, Thomas Hurd, 17 points. Also, 7 for Kyle Balawa, 6 for Will Alves, 5 for Jackson Hackley, 4 for Adam Canini, 4 for Tyler Hurd. And for the Eagles, it's pretty much a one-man show. Barrington's Matt Rapha has scored 20 of his team's 30 points. After that, you've got Evan Anderson with 4. Nick Scandura, the big guy, has 1 three-pointer, 3 points. And Colin McDermott threw in a 3, a total of 30 points at halftime.
And we had Barrington went to the foul line 5 times, all 5 shots made by Rapha. Mm-hmm. I think he's the only guy that's been to the line. Portsmouth out-rebounded Barrington pretty much. I got him 9-2 unofficially. And Portsmouth had just completed the Hurd boys there really, really did well on rebounding. And Adam Canini played good defense on Rapha at the beginning of the game. He got his second foul, they took him off, and then Rapha quietly has put 20 points on the board, which is fantastic. That's why the guy is averaging 22 a game. But
I'm curious to see, when we talk to Joe at the end of the game, if we can, if he told Thomas Hurd, if you've got the three, take the three, because you know they're going to be tight on Balawa and Adam. So if you're open, don't hesitate.
Yeah, I would think that would be.
And he hasn't.
So, oh, no, he's blessed. He better go buy lottery tickets and everything on the way home.
It's just an amazing display put on not only by Thomas Hurd, but by Matt Rapha of the Eagles.
Yep.
He's got 3 threes, and he's 5-for-5 at the line. All right, we'll take another break, and we'll hear for some of our messages here, and then be back with you at Barrington High School.
Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Don't just put a sign in front of your house, put your house in front of the world. Through Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, 37 Bellevue Avenue, Newport. Phone 849-3000 or visit gustofwhite.com.
Midtown Oyster Bar, your number one choice for the freshest seafood and the largest raw bar in town. Perfect for casual snacks and cocktails or a formal dining experience. Steps away, the Surf Club offers cozy comfort anchored by their brick oven pizza and handcrafted cocktails. Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames, the Surf Club, 337 Thames. Two exceptional Newport waterfront experiences. Check out MidtownOyster.com.
For 32 years, Corrigan Financial's been serving the needs of families and thriving businesses throughout our Aquidneck Island community. Corrigan Financial has developed a truly comprehensive approach to managing wealth, with a focus on big-picture financial planning, disciplined investment strategies, and sound tax planning. Today, Corrigan Financial has more than 1,000 clients investing over $1 billion in assets. Each client is managed by a team of dedicated tax planning and investment professionals. This is a comprehensive, not fragmented approach to financial decision-making. The staff at Corrigan takes pride in not only serving our community, but also reaching out and actively helping our community. They frequently participate in charitable events, donating their time and talent. Corrigan Financial, proudly assisting more than 50 nonprofit groups annually. And for 32 years, helping families and businesses get from where they are to where they want to be. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, a local favorite since 1980 and a longtime supporter of Aquidneck Island youth sports programs. The Brick Alley is the 2022 winner as Newport's Best Restaurant, as well as being a past winner of Rhode Island Restaurant of the Year. There is something for everyone at the Brick. Anytime's a great time to do the Brick's famous nacho platters, their award-winning burgers, steaks, and seafood dishes, and so much more. Just as in the world of sports, teamwork is everything at the Brick Alley. So come on in and see what the incredible team at the Brick can do for you. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. For more information, go to brickalley.com or stop in. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, 140 Thames, downtown Newport, a classic dining experience since 1980.
And don't forget, at the end of the game, Mike and I will pick our Portsmouth player of the game and give that young gentleman a gift certificate for one very large and delicious pizza at West Main Pizza, West Main Road in Portsmouth. By the way, the officiating crew, it is a three-man crew, features Chris Dandino, Jay Steele, and Bill Togano. And they have been trying to keep up with these guys running up and down the court. Here's what happens. Whoever wins this game will play the winner of Cumberland and LaSalle, and that matchup would happen at Rhode Island College this coming Saturday at 2 o'clock. There are other games going on that involve local teams, and I don't know if anybody sent me any messages. Let me look, and it looks like the answer is, oh, yes. He sent me a picture of a scorebook. That's impossible for me to do. Let's see if I can.
Just about ready to get the second half underway. You mentioned the three referees' names, and good thing about it is nobody has even realized the referees are out here. They're letting these kids play. They've called solid fouls, no ticky-tack fouls, and it's a well-played game. Portsmouth came right out at them like they had to. Couldn't have drawn it up any better.
Well, I'm trying to find out the score of whatever game this is, but all I've got is a copy of a scorebook page, and it's hard for me to even read what team is what team. I don't even know what game I'm looking at, because I can't read the writing.
Well, just make something up, Bob. Nobody's going to know the difference.
I got to come up with that. Middletown's played. Rogers has played. They're both probably done. Portsmouth girls are probably done. And here we are, halftime of Portsmouth boys in Barrington, with Portsmouth up 43-30. Portsmouth in the red will start off with the opening possession of the second half. Right in front of me, Thomas Hurd will put it in play. Portsmouth will go from our right to left, opposite the scoreboard, scorer's table, excuse me. And in play, it comes to Adam Canini, who got fouled but no call. Adam will bring it up court, tightly guarded by Pfeffer. Adam with the dribble, going right of the lane. Stops, throws up a runner, can't get it to bank in. And a rebound taken down by Evan Anderson. One and done. Pfeffer gives it up. Now at the point, McDermott back to Pfeffer. Top of the key, looking around, in the corner, right side. Stolen away by Will Alves in the corner, throws it up court, and finds Balawa, one on two, puts it up, no good, but he got fouled. What a play by Will Alves.
Well, he was caught in the corner. He was out of real estate. He just took it, threw it over his head. Great play, got the ball towards the hoop, and he was fouled.
By Colin McDermott, his first.
So that's two shots. Bilawa will be at the line.
Kyle Bilawa, 1 for 2 so far in the free throw department. He'll get a couple here. He's a lefty. The first one, no good, off the rim. Kyle shoots free throws at 83%, best free throw shooter on the team. Unless you count Jackson Hackley, who's 9 for 10. There's a second free throw that's good.
Free throws are going to become very important now in the second half as the game winds down. These guys have to make their free throws.
Barrington with the ball. Pfeffer, top of the key, left of the lane, dishes it off to Rafa. Rafa dishes it off. Down low it goes to Scandura. Turn, shoots, doesn't get it to go. Will Owls with a big-time rebound.
That was a great rebound.
44-30. Here's a drive by Hurd, but it's no good. He dishes it back to Bilawa. Driving, throws up a floater, in and out. But the foul is called, and it will go against Barrington, it looks like. And that is going to be on Owen Pfeffer, and that's going to be his third.
Just now getting up.
And going to the line. Somebody should be going to the line, right?
No. Fouls on Rafa. And he's limping. He was limping when he got up.
Okay, so it's not on Pfeffer. And that's the first on Matt Rafa.
And Aggie's limping. Don't forget he had the ankle injury 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Haven't noticed it so far, but now it's like he's favoring it a little bit.
It's Barrington's ball. Working it out around the wing in the forecourt. Here's a drive. A dish back to Rafa. Tightly guarded by Adam Canini. Gets a screen. Top of the key. Fakes the three. Gives it down low. Ooh. Evan Anderson is going to be fouled when he play fakes and draws some contact. And that is from Tyler Hurd, his first. No shot. Putting it in play is Quinn Murphy, looking around, gets it out deep in the hands of Rafa. They work it around the perimeter. That's Murphy with it. Now to Rafa. Goes up to a high post. Scandura turns and shoots and misses. Rebound batted out by the Eagles, but saved for a moment by Bilawa, but the Eagles get it back. Here's Rafa almost losing it, thanks to Canini. He dishes it off to Scandura beyond the arc. Guarded tightly, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Tyler Hurd, his second. Will put Scandura down on the floor, face down for a moment, but he gets up. And again, no shots. 44-30, Portsmouth.
Now we've got Canini back on defense on Rafa after the two fouls in the first half, so they put him right back on him, and he's still on like glue.
Pass in the middle, gets to Scandura, but it is deflected. But a foul is going to be called on Will Alves, I believe. And that'll be his first. And three quick fouls on Portsmouth early in the second half. Scandura will step to the line. Nick, 6'6" senior, shoots free throws at 77%. 6'6" young man. First free throw. Good.
Now you say that he's got a scholarship to Wheaton College right here.
Yes, in nearby Norton, Mass. One more here for the big guy, who's been relatively quiet so far. Misses the second free throw. Comes down to Adam Canini. 44-31. Portsmouth gets by the pressure. In the ball, in the hands of Kyle Bilawa. Long three, high bounce. Down low, Evan Anderson with the rebound.
That was way out. That was a way out shot.
At the other end, ball in the hands of Scandura, shooting a three, but he got fouled. And he's going to get three free throws, and the foul is on Tyler Hurd, who's now got three personals in a hurry. So Nick Scandura with three free throws right here. First one is on the way in and in. Two more here for Mr. Scandura. Free throw number two. Good. Here's Jack Casey coming in. And Hurd, Tyler Hurd, will sit down with those three personals. One more for Nick Scandura. And he is 3 for 3. 44-34. Third quarter action. Pressure at midcourt, three-quarter court.
Ooh.
Portsmouth comes back with it. Ballara, three. Yes! On the left wing. Big time hit right there for Kyle Ballara. There is Pfeffer getting it down low to Scandura. Double team. Backs it off. Rafa, three. Yep. 47-37. And timeout is called here by Portsmouth. And Mike Rafa trying to pump up his team. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back.
Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, lets you shop conveniently from your mobile device with their groceries to-go service. Choose either pickup or home delivery. Clements now delivers to Newport to go along with their service to Middletown, Portsmouth, Tiverton, and Bristol. To shop today, simply visit clementsmarket.com. Clements, a neighborhood store in the very best sense of the word. An integral part of the Portsmouth community, supplying wholesome, fresh, and traditional foods to Aquidneck Island and beyond.
Well, I see Channel 6 is here with camera.
Very good.
So it's a 47-37 Portsmouth lead. Barrington chopping away. The biggest lead for Portsmouth in the third, in the second quarter was 18. 43-25. Since then, Barrington has come back. Going on a little run here of 12-4. Portsmouth putting it in play in the backcourt. Putting it in the hands of Adam Canini. Canini brings it across the center line. Angling off to the left side. Gets a screen from Will Alves. Gets a double screen. Stops in the lane at the foul line. Stops. Jumps. Shoots. Yes!
Nice shot.
Soft touch.
Nice roll.
49-37 Portsmouth, 4:35 to go, third quarter. Trying to get it down to Scandura. Double team, turns, shoots, and hits.
He gets the ball down that low on the block. Nobody's going to stop him.
Well, they've gone now from Rafa to Scandura to score points. Portsmouth with the ball. A three, Ballara, no, this time back rimmed it. Rebound.
Wow.
For Portsmouth, and over the back is Adam Canini. And on Adam, that is his third personal foul.
I don't know about that call.
And this is going to result in two free throws for Barrington. And at the line will be Quinn Murphy, who on the season free throw shooting is 6 for 10.
Now on that play, they called the foul on Canini, who was behind the Barrington player. He went straight up, but because he was behind him, I think they called the foul on.
Free throw good for Quinn Murphy. Eagles drawing closer.
Hey, when the officials assume there's going to be contact and just blow the whistle. Right there, I don't think there was enough contact for the foul to be called.
Murphy's free throw is too strong. Rebound comes down, goes out of play. It's going to be off of Portsmouth.
Wow.
49-40. 4:07 left in the third quarter. Now in the game comes Colin McDermott for the Eagles. Pass comes out deep. They work it around the perimeter. Pfeffer has it. Goes down to Scandura for an easy layup. Nicely designed play.
Yes, looked like an alley-oop without the dunk. Perfect screen.
Lead is down to 7. Panini driving, baseline jumper, banks it in. Adam Panini. He is capable of taking over a game. He's done it before. Barrington with it. Scandura, jumper. Nope. Rebound, Evan Anderson. They work it around. Get it back to Scandura. 3. No. Weak side rebound. Barrington. They back it off. Here is Rafa. Looking. Giving it up. Back to Rafa deep. Well deep beyond the arc. Plenty of time on the shot clock. Rafa, foul line. Driving. Stops. Pops. And hits. to 44. Barrington crowd has come alive. Here's Adam Canini driving right side. Spins, shoots, misses. Weak side rebound. Scandura on the run to Pfeffer. He gets it back. Owen Pfeffer passes it away and turns it over. All right, Jack Casey's going to sit down, and coming back in with 3 fouls is Tyler Hurd.
Yeah, they need him to come back in for defense.
2:40 to go, third period. Portsmouth up 51-44. Portsmouth with the ball. Here's a 3 that's good! Thomas Hurd! 54-44. Here is Rafa, 3-point range, guarded by Adam Canini. He angles over on the opposite side, gets it down low. And here is Mr. Scandura with another drive inside. Nobody can stop him.
He is heating up right now.
54-46. Portsmouth with the ball. Thomas Hurd with it on the left angle. Goes into the lane and has the ball knocked away. Turnover. Rafa on the run. Drives. Puts it up. Block. Putting up the block is Barrington, but Portsmouth gets it down. Brings it up court. And Balawa tries a 3. No good. And a rebound action goes, I think, in. No, do we have a foul? I think we have a foul.
I think they called it on Thomas Hurd.
I think they did. That's his first in the rebounding action. So apparently there are 2 free throws coming to Nick Scandura. He has 10 points in this quarter. 4 of them at the free throw line, but it's not going to be Nick. It's going to be Evan Anderson shooting 2. First one misses. Evan, a 6'3 senior, is now 8-for-17 at the free throw line. 1 more for Evan. Portsmouth with an 8-point advantage. The free throw is in and around and in. Took a nice roundabout way. 54-47. At the other end, Portsmouth with the ball. Hurd backs it off to Will Owl. Almost had it stolen. Stolen. Here goes Rafa with the drive and surround and in. And here come the Eagles. The Barrington crowd going nuts behind us. Adam Canini almost lost his dribble. Timeout, Portsmouth. And it's a full timeout. It is 54-49. Portsmouth in front, but that lead is diminishing. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
At the O'Brien's Pub, it's always about good food, good friends, good times. It's no accident that the O'Brien's has been named in Rhode Island Monthly's Best of Newport County as the best neighborhood bar in 2000, 2001, 2022, and 23. Their menu accommodates all ages and appetites, and their fireplace adds warmth and comfort in these colder months.
The O'Brien's Pub, 501 Thames, Newport. Follow them on Instagram.
Back at Barrington High School, it's a Division I quarterfinal. And right now, Barrington is charging back in the third quarter, cutting that lead that was once 18, now down to 5, 54-49, as we get late in the third quarter.
As Portsmouth called timeout, Joe Ochi called timeout to get him over there and talk to him, kind of settle him down, because it's definitely Barrington, is everything is swung in their favor at this point.
Well, Portsmouth is unable to stop Nick Scandura, no matter who's guarding him. 10 points out of his 13 coming here in this quarter. Portsmouth will put it in play near midcourt on the opposite side from us by the scorer's table. And the pass will come in to Thomas Hurd, who has 20 points. Right of the lane, the drive too hard off the backboard. Rebound down low by Barrington.
Rapa.
It's Rapa. Brings it up himself. Top of the key. Down the lane. Dishes it off. On the wing, a three short. Rebound batted around. Taken down by Portsmouth. Ball comes loose and goes off of the Eagles. Barrington is fighting for everything. Loose balls, rebounds.
They're also putting on a press now. Looks like a 1-2-2.
Ball comes in. Putting in the hands of Thomas Hurd. He's 6'3", but he can be a point guard if he needs to be. Ball comes into the hands of Adam Canini. Over to Will Owls near the center circle. Now right side. Thomas Hurd shut off on the drive right of the lane. To Balawa. Kyle has the ball knocked loose. Saved in the backcourt by Thomas Hurd. Shot clock at 8. Straight away. Hurd's going to throw up a 3. Yes! Oh, big time.
What did they need that?
57-49 at the other end. Scandura, 3. No. Long rebound. Will out. 5 seconds in the quarter. Portsmouth with the ball. On the drive. The shot. No. Off the mark. And we are headed for the fourth quarter. Portsmouth, 57. Barrington, 49. We'll take this 30-second timeout.
Since the early 70s, R&R Construction and the McDonald family have provided the very best in residential and commercial renovations, additions, decking, and much more. R&R's skilled craftsmen offer years of experience. No job's too big or too small. For your construction needs, get the job done right. Get R&R to do it. Fully insured, fully qualified. R&R Construction. Free estimates always available. Call R&R at 848-7797 or go to rnrconstructioncompany.com.
We head for the fourth quarter here at Barrington High School in this Division I quarterfinal as Portsmouth clings to now a 57-49 lead. And the Eagles are just everywhere on defense and starting to get really hot on offense, especially Mr. Scandura. Right now, Matt Rapa has 27 points and 13 for Nick Scandura, 10 in this past quarter. It'll be Barrington to put it in play right in front of us.
It's been a complete turnaround. It was all Portsmouth in the first half, and now we've got Barrington.
Bunch of fans choose to leave while they're trying to put the pass in play where the people are walking in front of them to get out. That was really impolite. All right, Barrington with the ball. In the hands of Quinn Murphy. Gets it over here. That's Pfeffer. Wanted to go down low. Looking for Scandura, who's got it now near the baseline right side. Doesn't have anything. So here's a 3 from Pfeffer. No good. Rebound. Wilkes.
Al, excuse me, great rebound right there.
For Portsmouth. As we go early in the fourth quarter, Adam Canini with the ball. 3-point range, left of the lane. Nothing there, shut off. Dribbles out of trouble. Goes cross-court to Will Alves. He'll take the 3, yes! Will Al. 60-49 Portsmouth. Plenty of time to go. 7:15. Here's Owen Pfeffer with the ball near the center circle. Gives it up to Murphy. Now they work it around. Back to Pfeffer on the wing for three. No good. Weak side rebound. Again, Will Alves.
Alves is really doing a great job on the board.
Adam Canini bringing it up. Tightly guarded by Murphy. With the dribble alive. He's in the backcourt. A long three off the backboard. Rebound close. No good by Thomas Hurd. And on come the Eagles. And there'll be a contact foul called on Portsmouth. Trying to draw a charge was Adam Canini, and that is personal foul number four. And we've got 6:36 remaining. I don't know if Joe dares take Adam out of there, but he's on the verge of fouling out. Eagles will put it in play in front of their own bench with the ball Pfeffer. Pfeffer looking around, goes cross-court to Scandura, takes a three, and hits it! Nick Scandura, 60-52, Portsmouth. Adam Canini with the ball, across the center line, barking out instructions. He's only a sophomore. Out high it goes to Tyler Hurd. Tyler, challenge, going in the lane, stops, fakes, backs it off. Will Alves, left of the lane, gets pushed.
Yeah, they wanted to walk. They wanted to call a travel on him, but he got pushed into that.
And it looks like it's going to go against Colin McDermott, I believe.
Number 21.
Nope, Evan Anderson called for the foul.
Evan Anderson.
Portsmouth will put it in play. Get it to Alves. Looking around, backs it off. Guile Balawa. Almost lost his balance. Stayed on his feet. Here's a drive by Hurd, putting it up, no good, but contact. He's going to the line. Thomas Hurd being aggressive. And the foul this time will be on the Eagles, and it will be on Nick Scandura, his first foul.
It's the first foul that's been called on him.
At the line, Thomas Hurd going to shoot a pair. He has 23 points. He's a 69% free throw shooter, and this one will roll off. Jack Casey comes in, and I'm sorry, this is Barrington. Wrong guy, Bob. It'll be Nick. Nick, no, that wasn't Nick. I don't know who came up. Free throw. No good. Missed them both. Scandura with the rebound.
Got to make those.
8-point lead, Portsmouth. 5:45 left. Matt Raffa down the lane, throws up a little floater, no good. Rebound battle is on and goes off of the... No, Patriots save it. With the ball right now, Thomas Hurd finds help in Kyle Balawa. Balawa brings it up court. Has the ball knocked loose, but saved. Here's a drive right down the lane and a layup. Nicely done by Tyler Hurd. Saw an open lane and took it. 62-52. Eagles at the other end come up short with a three. Rebound, Will Alves on the air ball.
Will Alves has done wonderful on the
Adam Canini driving down low all by himself. Up and in. Thomas Hurd.
Big. The lead is up to 12.
64-52. Portsmouth with the lead. And we'll take a 30-second timeout.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
On the opposite side of the court from Mike and I, behind the scorer's table, a packed bleacher filled with Patriot fans. And over here, right where we are, next to us, behind us, bleachers filled with Barrington fans. and they're all going nuts.
I'll tell you, Bob, Portsmouth has really, they're bending, but they're not breaking. I mean, I thought when they got to within five, things would be a lot different, but Portsmouth has come back. They've remained consistent. They're not rushing things, and Will Owls is cleaning the backboards on these guys.
5:05 left in the game. Portsmouth is up by 12. Barrington has the ball. 64-52. Owen Pfeffer will not bring it up yet. He's letting it roll. He finally picks it up, goes across the timeline, angles to the right side. Goes cross-court to Rafa. He's going to throw up a three and miss it. Rebound is fought for. Eagles get it. Down low, Scandura throws it up, no good, but he got fouled.
I think the foul is on Tyler Hurd.
Tyler Hurd just picked up his fourth foul. And he puts Nick Scandura on the line. Nick is 4 for 5 at the free throw stripe. First one around the rim and off. Coming in now for the Eagles, that would be Quinn Murphy. Pfeffer sits down. Nick Scandura, 6'6" senior, gets one more free throw. And it is good. 64-53, Portsmouth. No pressure until midcourt. Canini to Balawa. Goes cross court. Finds Thomas Hurd for three. No, back rimmed it. Long rebound, Eagles. Rafa has it. Goes up court to Scandura. Guarded by Balawa. He goes cross court. Finds an open Eagle. The three is no good. Rebound on the weak side. Taken down. And a foul is called on the Eagles. Another big rebound for Thomas Hurd. And that foul is called on Evan Anderson, his second. No shots here for Portsmouth.
Both teams are at three fouls right now. When we get to five, then they're going to go into the line automatically.
Officials timeout right here. 4:21 to go in the game. Portsmouth will put it in play next to the scorer's table in the backcourt, or right at midcourt. Adjusting the shot clock, I guess. They didn't change the game clock.
Yeah, they added 3 seconds onto the shot clock. It's up to 33.
Portsmouth with the ball. Canini, Adam, to the timeline. Gets the pass up here to Hurd. That would be Thomas. Around the other side to Balawa. Balawa guarded tightly. Back to Adam Canini, who's got four fouls. Down on the top of the foul line is a banked-in shot by Thomas Hurd. 66-53 Portsmouth. Less than 4 minutes to go. Rafa with it. Gets the screen. Drives left of the lane. Dishes it off. Back it comes to Rafa, deep in three-point territory. Goes right of the lane. Throws it up, underhanded on the run. No good. Another rebound for Will Owls.
He's a machine.
Portsmouth coming up, getting it down into the hands. A nice pass on the baseline, but no shot. Here is a drive. Hurd throws it up wildly.
Nice
underneath
rebound.
A rebound by Portsmouth. They keep possession. Balawa, three. No. Long rebound. And diving for it was Kyle.
Ooh.
And a push is called on Barrington. What hustle by Portsmouth. Kyle Balawa.
Barrington fans did not like that call.
Let's see, who's that going to be on? I don't see anybody flashing up a foul there. There it is. The foul is on Colin McDermott, his second. Portsmouth puts it in play. Balawa, three, no, from the side.
Oh, great rebound.
Rebound, Adam Canini, up it is! 68-53. 3:10 to go in the game. Rafa with it. Closely guarded, but then fouled by Kyle Balawa. And on Kyle, that's his second.
All right, both teams are at four fouls now. When they get to the fifth, they'll go into the bonus.
3:08 remaining. Putting it in play is Owen Pfeffer in front of his own bench. Gets it into Scandora, three-point range. Works it around to Rafa on the wing. Tries a three. Yes. He can hit from anywhere. 68-56. Portsmouth's lead is 12. And we'll be back with more after this 30-second timeout.
What's peanut butter without the jelly? What's yin without the yang? This is what A1 Roofing asked themselves when thinking about roofing and solar. And thus, A1 has launched their solar division in partnership with the master electricians at Beacon Solar. The time to go green's now. Take advantage of the 26% federal solar tax credit and energy incentives while they last. Call A1 Roofing to learn more about solar panels, battery storage, and electric vehicle charging stations. 265-1019.
All right, in this fourth quarter, Portsmouth has outscored Barrington 11-7. They lead by 12, and they've got the ball now with 2:58 remaining. Full court pressure being applied here by the Eagles on this inbounds pass, and it comes into Adam Canini. Canini double-teamed in the backcourt, finds Kyle Bulawa.
That's a foul.
Holding on to the possession. Gives it up to Alves. Alves is going to be fouled by somebody.
The big guy.
Scandura?
Yep, Scandura fouled him.
Poor Scandura. That is only his second personal. And that is the fifth personal foul on Barrington. And puts Will Alves on the line to shoot two. Will is a 40% free throw shooter. He's got 9 points in the game. The lefty puts up the first one and hits it. He'll get another. Will Alves, junior captain. He'll get one more. Calm, cool, and collected. Free throw. Yes! 70-56, Portsmouth. 2:45 left in the game. Pfeffer with the ball between the circles. Rafa deep in the three-point range at midcourt now. Wants to drive behind the back with a dribble. Puts up a little layup that's short. Rebound underneath goes to Barrington. Throwing it up, no good. Rebound is going to go out of play off of the Patriots.
Will Alves had his hands on it.
He did.
Boy, he's a machine tonight.
He is not to be denied. Inbounds pass for the Eagles from underneath their basket. Pass looking around, and finally thrown in. Saving it and getting it back to Rafa out deep between the circles. Looking for a screen, right of the lane. Throws it up, left-handed on the run, no good. Rebound, Adam Canini down low. Adam dribbles it up and gets fouled in the backcourt. And that is going to be on Quinn Murphy. His first, and Adam Canini goes to the line where he is a 75% free throw shooter.
You know, we haven't mentioned yet that Bulawa and Alves are both left-handed. And you don't see many lefties out there, but when you throw two lefties in the game, it kind of messes up the defense a bit.
First free throw good by Adam Canini. Now 11 points for Adam. Change here for the Eagles in their defensive set while Adam Canini gets ready to put up free throw number two. In the game is Colin McDermott. Free throw's good. And the Portsmouth lead is 72-56. 2:10 remaining. Scandura, three. No. Rebound. Will Alves, weak side. Puts it in the hands of Adam Canini. In the backcourt, dishes it off. Ball's deflected out of play by Barrington. 2 minutes, 1 second left.
I think Portsmouth called timeout, 30 seconds.
And they do. 30-second timeout for us as well. We'll be back after this.
West Main Pizza in Portsmouth welcomes you for dining in or taking out.
All safety protocols are in place as you get ready to select from West Main's award-winning menu, including those incredible pizzas, calzones, nachos, subs, burgers, salads, and much more. Plus, there's West Main's assortment of domestic, imported, and specialty beers, along with some wine. Since 1996, West Main Pizza, 1620 West Main Road. For takeout, 683-1492. And check out westmainpizzari.com.
Time is running out on the Barrington Eagles. 2:01 remaining. And Barrington trails by 16 points, 72-56.
I got a score in from Middletown. Middletown was up 4 at halftime, but ended up losing their game by 17 points.
Okay. Pass comes in to Kyle Balawa. Balawa being challenged in the backcourt. Dribbles it up across midcourt. Puts it in the hands of Hurd. And is there a foul? I didn't even see it.
Yeah, Canini got hit. I think
Thomas Hurd's going to the line.
Sorry.
Thomas, who has 27 points in this game, goes to the line where he is 0-for-2 on the night.
What I was saying earlier about the two lefty players that Portsmouth has, you know, they think they got them guarded. They keep going to their left, and when they think they've got them, they can still get the ball off because it's a game that goes to the right most of the time.
Thomas missed his first free throw. Gets one more. And it's on the way, and it's good. It is 73-56. Back on the Eagles. Rapa with it. Top of the key, down the lane, dishes it off. Three from the wing is no good. That was by Caleb Satterfield. Rebound comes down to Portsmouth.
Whoa,
big time foul on Nick Scandura, who threw Kyle Balawa to the floor.
Yeah, he just tossed him. That's got to be a flagrant foul.
Everybody's smiling. Portsmouth, Scandura. The officials are talking. Two of them, anyway. I wonder if they're contemplating a...
He might eject him from the game.
1:38 to go. The officials' discussion is almost over. Chris Dandino, Jay Steer, going over to the scorers table. And what are we going to do? Kyle Balawa is waiting to shoot free throws.
So he'll probably get two shots. They call a technical on Scandura. And then Portsmouth will get the ball back.
Jay Steer is telling the teams to go to their respective benches and quiet down for a few seconds before we continue. There's 1:38 to go in the game, and Portsmouth is leading 73-56.
All right, now this is the number 7 seed, Portsmouth, at a 10-8 record in regular season against a 17-1 second seed in Division I at their home court. And we're about ready to see a huge upset. I mean huge.
Portsmouth has outscored Barrington in this fourth quarter 16-7. And leads 73-56. Kyle Balawa will go to the line, shoot a pair of free throws, and apparently it'll be a Portsmouth possession when he's done. Lefty, first free throw. Good! One more for the junior captain. Second free throw. Good again! 75.
Now he's got two more.
Oh, he's getting two more.
Two more.
Next one is good. Your net. One more for Kyle, and it is good.
Wow.
4-for-4 free throws. And it will be Portsmouth ball with Mr. Canini to do the honors, putting it in play at midcourt right in front of Mike Condry.
What a game. What a game we've seen tonight.
trying to get things set up. The officials are before they let the ball get back into play. And it will be Kanini putting it in play. And it will come back to Adam. And Adam is going to dribble down the lane and then get fouled before he can put up a shot. And this one looks like it's going to go on Colin McDermott or Evan Anderson. Looks like it's Colin McDermott, his third. And to the line goes Adam Kanini for a pair of free throws. Only a sophomore. Just amazing. Hits the first of two. The lead grows for Portsmouth. It's more than 20 points right now.
Barrington's taking out all their starters.
They are. Barrington's taking everybody out, putting in their reserves, and saying, Portsmouth, this is yours. One more free throw for Adam Kanini.
He played the majority of the second half. What?
With three
four
and
fouls?
Then four fouls.
Yeah.
Thomas Hurd, Tyler Hurd was playing with four fouls. And let's see who's in there for Portsmouth. We have Jordan Seeley, Ben Lopes are in the game. Adam Kanini waiting to shoot one more free throw. Big Mr. Broad is in there, Jacob Broad. Free throw is good. And it's 79-56. The reserves are in for the Eagles. A minute 25 to go in the game. With the ball now is Gabe Tostis. And here's a drive down the lane. Looks like a Portsmouth foul.
Ben Lopes, I think.
Ben Lopes is the guilty party. So there'll be two free throws here for Ryan Rigamonti. He is 6 for 16 at the free throw.
That's why they play these games. I mean, nobody would have figured that Portsmouth would come in here and beat these guys like that. I mean, soundly.
Mr. Rigamonti misses his first free throw. Coming in now for Portsmouth is Chase Fanning. One more free throw for Ryan Rigamonti, and he hits it. One out of two. 79-57, Portsmouth with the ball. 1:15 to go, big lead. Fanning gives it back to Seeley, top of the key. Looking for a screen, but a double dribble that time by young Jordan Seeley. So it will be Barrington ball. And coming in to get some minutes would be Jack Casey. And here come the Eagles.
Jack just replaced Tyler Hurd.
Eagles get it back. Tostis dishes it off. A three attempt is no good. Long rebound comes down to Jack Casey. 50 seconds to go. Portsmouth with the ball. A three off the mark. Rebound Barrington. Back come the Eagles the other way. Bounce pass down low. Driving, Rigamonti throws it up and in. Nicely done, and he's got fouled. 79-59. And the foul was on Ben Lopes again, apparently. Nope, the foul was on Kyle Balawa. He's still in there. A free throw here for Ryan Rigamonti. And it is no good. Rebound batted around. Comes down to the Eagles. Ball comes loose. Saved by the Eagles. 30 seconds to go. Rigamonti lays it up and in. 79-61. Final 23 seconds. Seeley with the ball. Gives it off. It's in the hands right now of Ben Lopes. And some kind of a call here.